Karen, do you feel you're playing the best football of your career right now?
Well, I need to. You know, I need to bring it every week. It's three games in. You know, you gotta slow down a little bit. Thankful for the three wins, and like to keep it going like this throughout the season. You know, consistency is very important in our business, and if you're making good decisions, taking care of the football, you're going to give your team a chance to win.
Are you able to look at the other team's sidelines and know what's coming into the game?
Yes, I am. I look over there, and if I see a couple of big bodies rolling on the field, I know they got to go, you know, two for two. So, you know, that's something we've talked about, making them sprint off the field if they want to sub.
Aaron, I know it's not easy what you do, but you realize how easy you're making it look.
I don't. I don't have that vantage point. I'm just trying to.
What does it look like from your vantage point then, right now?
It looks like we're making some plays. You know, we're able to capitalize on some free plays and to capitalize on some matchup stuff. You know, James had a big night for us. Randall had some good matchups. He made some plays, some good catch and runs. I thought, Ty had a good second reaction play for a touchdown. The key, though, I mean, I've said it before, the key starts up front. You know, we protected really well. That's a great front. And they brought a lot of five and occasionally six-man pressures to hold their two edge guys in one sack. And it's when I held the ball for a long time. That's pretty impressive.
Aaron, maybe this is just oversimplifying it, but wouldn't you think with all the damage you've done against free plays, the teams would just stop jumping offsides?
Well, I know they practice it. I heard, I know last week that, Seattle was thinking about it. I know that Kansas City was thinking about it in practice. It's something that we use. Don't expect them to jump offsides, but I think that when you can long count and mix in the quick counts, you can slow down the pass rush a little bit. And that's what we're trying to do. But if they jump off sides and we have a chance to make some plays, we make the proper adjustments.
Aaron, you've obviously taken advantage of free plays in the past, but it seems like just through three games, every single time there's that opportunity, you haven't missed one yet. Has the game slowed down at all for you at this stage? Not that it hasn't been slow in the past, but is it even just a little bit slower this year?
Well, we've missed a couple. I missed, through one that it would have been complete in Canada to James on the play before the touchdown, and missed a couple in Chicago, but we've done this before. I just think it's magnified because this is in this era every year with the fantasy football and the extra attention with the networks. You hear everything that we're saying out there, and everything that we do is amplified a little bit more.
I don't want this to sound trite, but as far as the ceiling for this team, is there one? What do you think this team is capable of doing?
Well, I just think we're scratching the surface a little bit. You know, Devontae being out for parts of the last game and a half has been tough. Again, we're very thankful that James Jones was available there at the end of the cuts. I think he's proven that he was a good guy to bring in. Randall's had a great start to the season, and we're bringing Ty along, as much as we can. But it starts with the guys up front. They have been blocking really well. We've got three games in, and we got three sacks. That's pretty impressive. So those guys keep blocking like that, we're going to be tough to beat.
Aaron, when someone on the other team does the belt, what does that do to you if you're able to see that?
I didn't see it, but a State Farm appreciates it.
Aaron, how do you keep the pressure off Ty going forward if Devontae's going to be down for any extended period of time?
You just give him stuff he can handle. You know, he's a good player. We're hopeful Devontae can go, but we have faith in Ty. You know, he made a nice second reaction play for a touchdown. We just got to not put too much on his plate. You know, he's a young player, talented. He's going to have a long career here. But we just need to bring him on at a normal pace. We're happy with the stuff that he's done, and we're looking for more ways to get him the ball.
Aaron, have you seen teams defend you guys differently now that you don't have Jordy? And if so, how does that shown up in three games.
Well, they want to stop the run for sure. You know, and they did a good job, I think, of slowing down James at times. There was a lot of jam front where the core is covered, the center and two guards are covered. Kind of automatic five-man pressure there. And if you're going to do that, the only drawback is man across the board. So they have to count on their guys to win the one-on-one matchups. And conversely, you know, we know we have to win those matchups. And when we do, as you saw on a wet field tonight, that really kind of played into our advantage because we broke some tackles on some balls thrown with accuracy, able to make those little gains into some big explosive gains. And then we had some, you know, some opportunities in the free plays.
All three of Cobb's touchdowns look like a variation of the same play. Why was that able to work over and over? Repeated, you had repeated success with it.
They weren't guarding it very well. It wasn't the exact same play, but, you know, when they're going to be off on number three, when he's inside, that's an opportunity we have to run that play. We set it up with some other things throughout the game, and if it's not broke, then keep using it.
Was that little bunch formation that Cobb ran for 12 yards, was that something new? I don't remember having seen it.
Yeah, we don't run a lot of deceptive plays, so that was exciting for all of us when the old reverse went in this week. So it's nice to get some of those in. We don't do a whole lot of that, but we thought it was something we could use to set up some other stuff throughout the game.
Aaron, we've talked a lot about James being such a security blanket because you guys are so familiar, but obviously Cobb's been here the whole time. What kind of wavelength are the two of you guys seem to be on right now?
Yeah, we're definitely connected. You know, he ran before the last touchdown. He ran an incredible corner route from the slot, and I missed him. You know, I'd like to think it's kind of a rare deal where I had him kind of wide open and missed him. But it's just two guys be on the same page. I think, you know, now that we've moved down on the bench during the change of possession, there's just more communication between everybody, the line and myself, the receivers and myself, and everybody's communicating a little bit better. I think that helps because you can transfer some of the stuff you see on the pictures over into the actual game.
Time to communicate when there's a bunch of three and outs? Your defense was going three and out a lot.
They did a great job starting the game. You know, we started fast. That was important for us. We've had a tendency the last 10 home games or so to really get up on teams double digits. I think that's something we wanted to do starting fast and kind of making them a little more one-dimensional. We got up, you know, three scores, and that's big for our defense. They had, I think, 7 sacks tonight. When they're kind of coming after quarterbacks like that and they have to throw it, it's definitely playing in our favor.
Hey, Aaron, I was talking to Scott for a while there, and then you came out of the shower and he started whispering so he didn't want you to hear what he was saying about you. You grew up a Jordan fan, did you not? What do you think made that? He was a great player, everything else, but as someone who watched him play, what do you think made him as great as he was? What was the thing that you loved about him the most?
Well, I think something inside him probably felt that he wanted to put on a show every time he went out because there was somebody who was in the stadium that hadn't seen him play before. And I remember watching the last game that he played in Sacramento. I was in the top row, and it was kind of a late addition ticket. And he scored 33 points that night. It was 1998, and I was new to watching him live. I love watching him in person on TV, but it was fun to watch him live. And I just think that he always brought his A game every night.
So you had nosebleed seats for that?
Mm-hmm. At Arco.